For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Hugh Douglas is here hanging out with your boys. He is now on in WIP middays up in Philly. And Big Hugh, man, it's always love. Good to have you back on the show. How you doing, bro?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's hey, man.
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Hanging in there, man. I mean, you know, the Braves, they're kind of on our nerves right now. I mean, in Philly, you don't have this problem because you guys have been so getting damn good all year. But that was us last year. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's the vibe up there, man? Does everybody just think, hey, let's get to October so we can handle our business?
You know what? That's the vibe. And as a matter of fact, my partner Joe Giglio talked about a few weeks ago how this was over. Like, it was over. And the Phillies were going to win the pennant and everything. And I'm like, hold up, bro. Pump your brakes. Still got a lot of baseball left to be played. And I know that Brian Snicker is down there. He's trying to make some moves, man. Didn't I just hear y'all just sign Eddie Rosario?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I mean, but hey, you know what? But those were the type of moves that the Braves made when they won the World Series. I was there, and I told him. I said, listen, this team won a World Series without Ronald Acuna Jr., their best player. I said, so I think it's a little bit premature, even though you got a 9-game lead, just like you said. I think it's a little bit premature to say that it's over, because even now we're dealing with injuries and everything. You know, you got Kyle Schwarber that's out, Bryce Harper's out, JT Realmuto, he's hurt. So, you know, anything can happen, man. There's a lot of baseball left to be played.
Yeah, man. I know we got to wait another 3 weeks, Hugh, till the trade deadline. It just seems like now Rosario, they got him off waivers. Hopefully he can maybe recharge it. Duvall's back. But we need to get, like, a name. I'm just curious if we can find somebody, because we need a spark. We need to do exactly what you talked about in 21, where Jock Peterson was one of those guys, and Soler. And I just don't know if we can thread that needle, I've been saying to Carl all week, to find that guy, because Philly just looks unbeatable this season.
Yeah, it looked pretty good, man. But like I said, they've been dealing with a lot of injuries. The biggest thing that when I look at the Phillies, and I think is their strong suit, is their pitching. And there's no doubt. When you talk about the pitchers that they have, I know Ranger Suarez, he's been leaking a little bit of oil. But when you talk about Zach Wheeler and guys like that, you know, they've been pretty good for the Phillies. So and Christopher Sanchez, they've been pretty good. So that's what's been kind of holding them, especially when you talk about Bryce Harper and guys like that being out. That has really been a big piece why the Phillies have been doing so well.
We're talking with Hugh Douglas, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course, he was a part of our radio station for a long time here in the ATL, and still calls it home, man. He still calls it home, and we're always happy to talk to Hugh. I want to also get into some football stuff with you, and I will, but I just want to ask you, as far as not getting it done last year, obviously that has had no effect on this team, right? I mean, they came close, but it doesn't happen. And a lot of times with the attitude in that city, and you know, Hugh, you know, it grinds on you. But the players have come back and responded. And you just talked about the guys even being without some of their stars. It hasn't brought them down where I've seen other teams where it's affected them, where they didn't get it done the year before. And then they come back. They got the same team, hint, hint. And then they're not the same.
Yeah, and that's been the key. You know, the words that you use that they use a lot up here is called the vibe. And that's one of the reasons why they kept all the guys together. That's why when you look at this squad and you look at the pieces they potentially want to add, because for us, the outfielders, it's been kind of the hitting in the outfield has been not that great. When you talk about the guys that we have in the outfield, Brandon Marsh, Bohm, and guys like that, even though Bohm is starting to come out of it a little bit, they haven't really been hitting all that well, you know. So, no, not Bohm. I'm thinking about JT Realmuto, man, Castellanos, they haven't really been hitting that well. But they've been finding ways to win. And that's the thing. That's what people talk about when they talk about this team. The vibe up here is great. it's one of those things that when you go to the ballpark, it's always a party, and these guys always find a way to try to win. And that's been a huge factor for them this year. And I think that's because they did keep the team together.
It's a big Hugh Douglas, man, our man up in Philly. Hugh, I got so irked last year when they had that whole thing with Bryce Harper and Arcia, when he doubled them off at first base after the Money Harris catch, and all Arcia was saying, hey, way to go, Bryce. And then somebody in Philly had to go public with it. I just felt like the Phillies punked us. And Arcia should have just said, hey, blank you and let's go. It just seems like we're living, or the Phillies are living rent-free, it seems like, and certainly as a Braves fan in my head, because I feel like we just got to find a way to just stop it, change it. They've owned us the last two postseasons.
You know what? It's funny. I never wanted to say that because it's a lot of pride down there in Braves country, man. But, you know, when you hear some of the things, I'm not going to lie because, you know, I'm going to keep the beam with you. When Brian Snicker was talking about how the fans up in Philly, you know, picking with the wives and everything, and it's a tough place to play. You know, I'll tell you one thing, man. Being up here in Philadelphia, being back in Philadelphia, when you say stuff like that to the Philly fans, that's a badge of confidence. That's a badge of honor. Right. And they're going to do even more of that. When you let them know that they can get under your skin and live rent-free in your head, that's exactly what they're going to do. So what you got to do this weekend, it's funny because Abe called me a few days ago, and he said, how do you feel about this series this weekend? I said, well, let's get past the Cubs first. Let's see how you feel. But, man, listen, coming down there to Atlanta – and knowing all of that and the way that they're probably talking about the Phillies in that locker room, this is going to be a very, very interesting series. And I can't wait to see how it's going to play out. You know, I don't like to make predictions, especially with a town where I lived in Atlanta, still got love for Atlanta, and I'm up here in Philadelphia. And I'm not about to, you know, cut my own drinks, but this is going to be this is going to be a series, though, no question about it.
Hugh, man, let's talk about the Eagles. I want to know what people are saying. They drafted two corners, right? Quinyon Mitchell, yeah. Cooper DeJean. And then, you know, the schedule, right? They start the season in Brazil, which is crazy.
Brazil.
And then
Poppy.
And then here we come on Monday Night Football in week two. So tell me what's going on with the Eagles, man, because they changed a lot on the coaching staff. Like, I'm looking at the schedule, and I want to believe, like, okay, I said to Mike, we're going to learn a lot about our Falcons in that second week of the season.
Definitely, because, like, going to Brazil, Green Bay is a pretty good football team. You know, they were in the playoffs last year. Jordan Love looked like he's made that leap that Jalen Hurts made the year before. So, man, that's going to be a tough game. But then, you know, coming back to Philadelphia, then having the A come to town, yo, all the folks that's coming from Atlanta coming up here, holler at me. Because, you know, I'll be in town. You know, we can probably hang out, show y'all where to go get a nice little cheesesteak or something. But, yeah, man, on Monday night, you know, that's going to be a measuring stick. And I'm not going to lie to you. You know, when you talk about Kirk Cousins coming off of that Achilles injury and Michael Penix probably not being ready, they're looking at that as a game where, you know, whatever happens in Brazil – if they lose in Brazil, they're looking at they can get that game against the Atlanta Falcons because they're still trying to figure out where they are.
Yeah.
But hey, man, it's Monday Night Football and anything can happen. You know how it goes on Monday night.
Right. Well, it's always been tough, man. Like, some of my most miserable afternoons have been up in Philadelphia watching the Falcons over the last 20 years. But, yeah, Hugh, talk about, you know, Vic Fangio using all those Georgia Bulldogs, Kellen Moore getting Saquon Barkley to play with. I mean, we were amazed, and we talked to you last year, watching Philadelphia implode. It was kind of fun last year. But, I mean, it seems like there's so much talent. They got the right coaches. Were you going to figure it out this year? Nobody blows an 11-1 lead.
You know what? I'm excited about what could potentially be. You know what? We still haven't figured out what happened to this team last year, man. You know, you ask guys, like we had Jason Kelce on the show one day, and I asked him, I was like, dog, what happened? And he basically, you know, since he's working at ESPN, I put the ESPN hat on.
Yeah, yeah.
And talked about guys, you know, going into self-preservation mode and things of that nature. So I was like, we still don't know what happened. And then, you know, you have Jalen in press conferences saying cryptic things about the head coach and everything. Man, we still don't know what happened. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to hope, just like every other football fan, when the season starts, hope that they get it all together, man, and just get off to a great start. That's all you can hope for. We still don't know. We don't know how this season is going to play out for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, and, you know, people talking about the Cowboys. I still think the Eagles are going to be the team to beat. I do think the Commanders will be improved, Hugh, but – I'm with you. I mean, like, the thing that
improved. You know, wait a minute. Hold up, Carl. Do you know who the head coach is?
Dan Quinn.
Yes. You know Dan Quinn. Hold up. Now listen.
Sergeant Slogan.
Hey, listen. And Orrin's in the studio. I think Orrin was in there. Dan Quinn got mad because we asked him about his job status. He ain't gonna be able to take that heat in Washington.
We about to see. Listen, I think the personnel is better than a lot of people believe, and I think Kellen.
No, they got a pretty good defense.
They do.
The only thing I can think of, Carl, last year when they was crying about Eric Bieniemy coming in there working them too hard. Remember that?
Yeah.
They're crying about working hard. They ain't won nothing in ever, and they out there crying. Come on, man. You can't do that.
It was real. No, I get it. And then, the quarterback, Jaden Daniels, man, I'm high on him. I feel like they'll be
with Kingsbury.
But to your point, like, we're about to learn. If DQ didn't learn from his experience in Atlanta, right, and he's not better this time around, it's going to be tough to get a third job, man. Like, this is it. You get this second opportunity, he's got to prove it. But point is, I still think the Eagles, across the board, man, are the better team. We're going to see you. It's always love, man, to talk to you. We'll see what happens with the Phillies and the Braves this weekend.
Paul George going to the Sixers, too, man. I know we got a break, but that's got to be pretty tight for those Sixers fans, Hugh.
Man, listen, it was when you look at Paul George coming here, it was like, who was he going to get? LeBron? It was LeBron, Paul George, or Jimmy Butler. I mean, I'm okay with it, but we really have a whole lot to choose from between the three, because those are the big three names that are out there. You had to trade for Jimmy Butler, so, you know, we got Paul George. The city's excited. They're definitely excited about it, but, you know, who knows with Joel Embiid, because it's a whole lot of ifs and maybes when you talk about this basketball team. And the biggest if is if we can keep them healthy.
Yeah, Joel, that's the key, man, because he's an MVP if he's healthy. I'll say this. Y'all got a better player than damn James Harden. I'll tell you that. That's for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely better than James Harden. He's definitely better than that.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon, man. Enjoy the weekend, Hugh, and thank you again, man.
Oh, not a problem, man. Anytime.
She belongs to the streets.
That's our boy.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.